first person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. The late Olga Kasi shared an amazing creativity preparing meals. Here is a vegan way to cook ravioli.
For dinner last week, I couldn't decide what to prepare. Suddenly a light went on in my mind. How about ravioli wonton? Spinach ravioli cooked in a flavorful vegetable broth, Chinese style. The thought made my mouth water. For 60 years, I have avoided enjoying wonton because of my vegan diet, and here was a simple solution waiting to be discovered. A couple of nights later, I was ready to give the idea a try. I made a hearty broth using fresh vegetables enriched with mushroom bouillon cubes. I selected Swiss chard, celery, green onions, and parsley, chopped or cut them into bite-sized bits, and added garlic and olive oil to the mixture. When the broth was ready, I added a few slices of yellow squash for color and a generous handful of spinach ravioli. In a few minutes, dinner was ready to sample. Delicious! Why hadn't I thought of it before? You can vary the content of the broth to suit your personal taste, such as adding water chestnuts, snap peas, fresh mushrooms, or bok choy. Make sure there's enough broth for the ravioli to swim in when they are spooned up. The richness of the broth will satisfy most meat eaters, as well as vegans and natural food fans. Buon appetito! I am Olga Kasi, a lifelong writer, and I love to tell stories.
Olga Kasi wrote many books for children and adults. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Laura Monfils and Mathilde Rand.